Gustavo Cárdenas, second from the left, is one of six executives of Citgo, the U.S.-based affiliate of Venezuela's state-owned oil company, sentenced to between 9 and 15 years in prison in Caracas. His release and that of Cuban-American Jorge Alberto Fernandez, accused of terrorism for flying a drone in Venezuela, are the first tangible results of a secret meeting last weekend between Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro and three White House envoys. The U.S. applauds the men's release and hopes another seven American prisoners will soon follow. But it concedes the meeting had another key objective.
And it's also true that we have an interest globally in maintaining a steady supply of energy, including through our diplomatic efforts. So all of these things come to bear when it comes to Venezuela.
Venezuela has the world's largest oil reserves, but its industry and its economy have been crippled by harsh U.S. sanctions aimed at forcing out President Maduro, whom Washington labels a dictator. Maduro is also Russian President Vladimir Putin's staunchest regional ally. Yet he told top military and political leaders that talks with the U.S. would continue, adding he'd spoken to fellow OPEC members about increasing Venezuelan oil production. That would require the U.S. to ease or eliminate oil sanctions.
De las iniciativas para estabilizar el mercado petrolero.
We have always led initiatives to stabilize the oil market, the gas market, and the energy market. Once we have recovered moderately, we are prepared to produce up to 3 million barrels for the stability of the world, for peace, for everything.
For the last 3 years, Washington has recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's transition president. But the Ukraine crisis and the skyrocketing price of fuel seem to be setting the stage for a more pragmatic approach to U.S.-Venezuelan relations.
There's an extraordinary correlation between major oil-producing countries and autocratic rulers. The U.S. doesn't want to buy Russian, Iranian, or Venezuelan oil. The Saudis don't answer the phone. So if you're Biden, you don't have the luxury right now to choose who you buy from to keep petrol prices down. You have to pick the lesser evil.
That doesn't mean that Washington is close to recognizing Maduro. One thing is business and another politics. There is, after all, a long history of commercial ties between countries that don't have diplomatic relations. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.